The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank the Lord for taking us through. And we are continuing. It is not time to sleep. It is not time to rest. A fire has rather been kindled in us. To continue. We have been set up on a certain level. And we must keep that level on. So once again, I welcome each and every one of you. And to those who are following us on Podbean. God bless you for making time to follow. We thank God for what He has used Apostle Chukwuma to do. And as I've said, the Lord has used him to spark some level of fire in us. And that fire has taken us to another level. And we have to maintain that level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight is the 74th day of our 100 days prayer marathon, Hour of Perazim. And tonight, our prayer topic is, our theme is, let September end my battles. Let September end my battles. This was the same theme for our morning podcast. Psalm 46, verse number 9. Psalm 46. Verse number 9. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. These are the weapons of the enemy. Say from now.
From now, if it's abri.
Somebody should write this down. Say from now.
If it's abri.
Let my enemies.
Mama tamfo.
Have no weapons to fight with.
Mama nya akudie bia nime.
Let them have no weapons to fight with me. Let my enemies have no weapons to fight me with or to fight with me according to this scripture. According to Psalm 46 verse
9.
Let my enemies have no weapon. Declare.
Have no weapon.
According to the word of God. Let my enemies
enemies.
Let my enemies.
Let my enemies.
Let my enemies.
Let my enemies.
Have no weapon.
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 To fight me with.
To fight with me.
To fight me with.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 That's how we pray scripture.
Say na yede chosem ebo mpa ye.
Say let every weapon.
Kase ma akudie bia.
That my enemies are using.
Amatamfo edi eko.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Enchemo.
Expire.
Ibri enchemo.
Expire.
Ibri enchemo.
Expire.
Ibri enchemo.
Let every weapon.
My
enemies are using.
I'm a tamfo edicon.
Expire. Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire.
Expire. Expire.
Expire.
Expire. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's look at Zechariah chapter 9 verse 10.
Young call Zechariah Homa 18 crowns.
Zechariah 9:10.
Zechariah Homa.
And then we'll look at Job chapter 4 verse 9. Job 4, Zechariah 9. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim. This is our first day. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father.
Take away.
Take away.
Take away.
Take away.
The weapons of my enemies.
The weapons of my enemies.
Take it away.
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 According to your word.
According to your word.
In Job chapter 9 verse 10.
In Job chapter 9 verse 10.
Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away. Take away the weapons of my enemies. Declare, 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 declare.
Yes, Lord. Take it away. 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 Take it away, take it away, take it away.
Take it away.
Yes, Lord, take it away.
Take it away.
Libro Kaba. Rakaba Bale Brokoto. Libre Kantala Mama Mama. Take it away, take it away, take it away. The weapons of my enemies, Lord. Take it away.
Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
That's the way the Holy Spirit is leading with us today. We heard about battles yesterday. In 1 Kings chapter 5 verse 1 to 3. 1 Kings 5, 1 to 3. What Solomon said. David his father had a good intention.
Now David ni papa no wo adwene papa
the temple for God.
Sa obesi asori dan amanyame.
Listen to me.
Montie me.
Those who are getting tired.
Omo mo eyes omo gusu bere no.
As the Lord is showing me.
Anyame e den na di chere me no.
In my dreams. I am seeing people face to face here.
I see ohun ni pa enim ni enim ahia.
What they are thinking.
Ni omo dwen, ni omo dwen omo
leaders.
Edi kanfo
members.
Some,
what they are thinking, what they are saying, it's like a fire that is beginning to spread through.
They are
spreading it.
I'm on the tre.
Like caught up.
Sorry,
I have really changed. I nearly started cursing them. Look, the house of God is where the devil is. We are containers.
And I said, don't throw.
There are two things that you do for God. They have eternal rewards.
In fact,
they have the highest reward. Winning souls and building a temple.
Now we see Nyamedan.
A place where people enter to worship.
Everyone
that has been part of this project. And everyone that will maintain the same seal. To finish. Your generation will finish everything that they start. I am telling you. Everyone here. That will be here. On the day we shall finish. Everyone. That will release himself. We need to finish. We need to finish. We need to finish. We need to finish. Listen to me. You and your generation, you will finish. You will finish anything you start. You will finish it gloriously. There are a few people here who are dying for us to finish. But some are also slacking.
This
is a huge project. This is a big project. When are we going to finish this? And think about the pastor. If this church wants to build me a house, how many years will it take deliverance to build me a house? 1 year. How many years? What do I want in life? What? Look, if you love
me,
let's finish this. I'm telling you, this is my vision. If you say you love me, stop thinking about me. Think about my vision. Think about what I want to complete for God. Look, somebody can give me a key to a mansion. Haven't you heard before?
Oh, what is that now? More than possible.
David.
Now David
had it in his heart to build a temple. Let me tell you.
Amen, control.
Behind our house. There's a church of Pentecost there.
Pentecost,
they were fellowshipping in a wooden structure.
Now,
today, if you see the building they have raised, and I understand that the presiding elder, whose house is around.
And if you happen, so
Pentecost people, if you are not rich, they will not make you presiding elder.
Now Pentecost, so you are the former elder.
Look, it is they have a point. Look, rich people who are godly must be put in position. I am telling you, rich people who are godly, they must be put in position. Because we need the anointing and money to push. Why is that Apostle Victor? He is just calling me, talking. It is as if next week we should bring him back again. He has enjoyed so much. Because some people volunteered. I will pay for his accommodation. I will take over his food. I will go and pick him. I will go and take him round. I will be around him. Only once I visited him.
Oh no, a question in prayer back up.
But we talk on phone every day.
Now they be a cassow phone so.
But he doesn't lack company.
Now so
near a cannon city him every day.
Well, before was running there be a
to make his stay happy.
Send a be an eternal better than anybody at home.
They are using their own money.
One more music as well.
Luke chapter 8.
Look how many two and three.
Verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8.
Look how many two and three.
Verse 1 to 3. Luke chapter 8.
Look how many two and three.
Even Jesus,
and for Yesu,
after the Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God, the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. Not out of verse 4. Women.
Emma.
That's the role that some of these brethren have played. That's why you need money. That's why God must bless you. Because money is power.
Na sikawo eye to me.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
look, let somebody $10,000. You see the way they roll it. Who has seen $10,000 pack before? Who has seen $10,000 pack before? The first time, you have seen some. The first time they gave somebody $10,000, he thought it was five CDs. You know, 5 CDs pack.
$500.
The pack. Sometimes the dollar look like 5 CDs. Like that. And then when they took, have you checked? It is dollars. That is $10,000.
$5 in Pimdu.
The man collapsed.
Hey, but over here.
Mama, let somebody come and throw $10,000 on you, say use it for anything. Listen to me. The tongues you will speak. The tongues you will speak. It will raise the dead. I'm telling you, the tongues you will speak will raise the dead. I said the tongues you speak will raise the dead. Listen to me. What we did yesterday, we have been ushered into the realms of receiving $10,000 plus. David wanted to build a temple. But the devil knew.
That's not what Samson knew.
So the devil decided,
I
will take that fulfillment from David. I will give him battles. So his son Solomon said, he said to the king of Hiram, he said, my father wanted to build a temple, but there were too many battles.
battles.
Look, if you know what battles, I am writing something on battles. Battles are not good. The only battles that are good are battles that God has designed to build your faith. They are good. But battles from the devil to destroy you, they are not good.
And yet,
we have health battles. People are fighting with a particular sickness or disease. I've said this, I think I've said this before several times. 2008, that year, I traveled to all the Francophone countries. I went to Burkina Faso 3 times. I went to Benin 2 times. I went to Cote d'Ivoire 1 time. I went to Togo 2 times. And I was... The house where I was received.
In Benin.
That's the first time.
And in the guy,
I saw that when you enter a house,
and I'm who say, who refuse be one?
They will give you a map.
You'll
be watching. When you want to go to balcony, pass here. You want to go here, pass here. You want to go here, pass here.
And then the message will be go down.
Then go this way. The house is like a sheep.
Now, if you need to say, it's a shame.
Even toilet, there is air conditioning.
Empo, ajana empo. From when you knew,
one of the days when I was looking for a shoe polish to brush my shoe, and then I called, what's the name of Ravisen's children? What's the name of the first one? The boy, Emmanuel. So I call Emmanuel.
Emmanuel,
I
said,
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I need polish.
Shoe polish.
They understand English.
Say, I need polish.
He look at me.
Oh, my name.
I said, then I brought shoe polish.
And I see shoe. And they
say I'm coming.
I see me.
I thought he was going to bring me the polish.
No, it's all copper polish. I bring you.
He went.
Okay.
Then he brought the second one. Is called Gladys, Emmanuel, and who? Miguel. He went and brought Miguel.
Copper Miguel, by.
Then he said, Pastor.
The pastor.
You want a shoe?
Open, Papua na.
I said, no, polish.
And
the two of them went. Then the next time they came with their father. They
said,
Pastor, my children don't understand what you are saying. I
said,
my brother, I want polish. He said, oh, Pastor, we don't use polish here. Do you know why?
Only 80.
The whole house is air conditioned.
If you money you know,
the car is air conditioned.
Air conditioning.
Everywhere is air conditioned. So the shoe is always clean. That day, when I entered my room, I knelt down and I said, God, am I also in this world?
Hey!
My God. These children don't know polish.
There's a mufro when my dear friend polish.
Hey, I because when the shoe want to do, they buy another one.
I said, but one they buy me no matter who bro. No matter who bro. They be able to
move. When I knelt down, I said, God, what have I done?
And then am I
where do I come from? Why me alone? Why? I don't understand God. Why? May God change your status.
Amen.
I said, may God change your status.
Amen.
But do you know?
That's your name.
Whenever we sit to eat, I realize that I and Madame Valerie, the wife, we will eat.
Yeah,
after some time before the man will eat. So I think about the third day. And I say, Brother Vincent.
Why?
What Only myself and Mama Valerie.
Mine, Mama Vana, Nguana, Teddy.
Before then,
answer no.
It's like you will take a tablet.
I saw Obenuma Ruby answer.
Then at that time,
now, sabre, no.
He was holding some plenty tablets in his
hand. Okay,
some were green, red, yellow, black. Some were very small, tiny. And I shout, I say, ah!
Now tell me, say, hey!
Where from this?
Where for him?
I caused trouble.
There's a makopo, however.
Ravisin started crying.
He
started crying like a child.
Oh, so sabo fra.
I say, oh!
Oh,
I heard, I'm sorry.
Oh, my name is Rao Mapumo.
Say, Pastor, relax. Pastor, no. He said, if he doesn't take,
as he said, one no be
you take 1, 5 minutes. Another 1, 15 minutes. Look, my God. Health battle. Before he will eat.
And son, where did you?
I got angry. I said no.
Is it Davi?
No.
Ebio.
I started declaring. The next year,
2009,
when I went there, he used to take 7 tablets. 2009, he was now taking 2 tablets. And was it this year he came to Ghana to do his eyes? This year. Now he's taking only 1 tablet. Do you know why? This man and the wife, almost all Assemblies of God churches in Benin, their money is inside. Go to Jericho. It's a huge building like this, like ours. They contributed 80% of the money. The man and the wife went to China to order for the seats. Their money. One time the man was telling, Pastor, I have spent over 800 million CFA so far.
There's a million.
800 million CFA so far.
And
I am prepared to spend more. And so when I said no, God said yes.
Let me say, Annie,
you are right.
They
have built me a temple. That sickness must go. Battles. Emotional battles. Battle with fear. Battle with anxiety. Battle with discouragement. Mental battles. Certain thoughts occupy your mind. Career battles. Business. Today this. Tomorrow this. Today this. Tomorrow this. Financial battles. Many years ago, I went to Kofredo to preach.
Is it? Long
time.
I
think 1989. And when I made the altar call for those who have searched about 4 things. Those days, I was too sharp. There was this woman. She will come and stand in this group. Then she will go to this one. Then she will go to this
one.
I thought she was an usher who was arranging
the
people where
she
stand. So when she go here, she
four
years more, then she can't talk. I thought it's a so I was waiting.
That
she should finish arranging them.
Oh yeah, now she said na
so.
So
then I asked the pastor that
what
is the usher doing? Reverend Okansi.
Oh, it's a way there.
I said, what is the usher doing?
Oh yeah, then I'll continue.
No, he's not an usher.
I saw you continue.
I said, but he's moving here.
No, okwa.
So Reverend called her.
Into your soft no friend.
And then she told Reverend that
no, catch yourself when say.
All the problems I mentioned, she's in all of them.
So she
doesn't.
May God deliver you.
Amen.
Hey. Battles that have been handed down to us. Battles that have been transferred to us. Battles that we have acquired by association. Look.
I see here.
Your wife's battle are your battles. Some of you. Your wife battles are thicker, stronger than yours. The moment you marry, the two of you have one battle. Some the husband's battles are more. That's why the Bible said that husband and wife must be one. That's why you must marry a person with whom you are one in spirit. In spirit. So that you can deal with your battles. I'm telling you. You must marry somebody with whom you have one heart. Because of battles. Environmental battles. Territorial battles. Economic battles. Financial battles. And Solomon said, my father fought too many battles. So he couldn't concentrate. He couldn't concentrate to build a temple. But now, I have peace. No battle. My father has cleared all the battles for me. So, I am now building. Listen to me. But you sitting here, you will clear all the battles and you will build. I said you will clear all the battles and you will build. You will clear all your battles and you will leave. Say, I am clearing to build.
I am clearing to build.
I am clearing to leave. I clear every battle. I clear to leave. I clear to build. I clear all the battles. So with the blood of Jesus Christ, I clear the battles.
I clear the battles.
I clear the battles.
I clear the battles.
Ancestral battles. Generational battles. Battles handed over to me. Battles transferred to me. Battles transferred for my father's house. For my mother's house. I clear the battles. I clear. I clear. I clear. I clear. With the blood of Jesus. I clear. I clear. Clear your battles right now.
I clear with the blood. I clear with the blood. I clear. I clear. I clear. I clear the battles. 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 I clear. 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 I clear.
I clear the battles.
I clear the battles.
I clear the
battles. I clear the battles. I clear them. 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 I clear them
Psalm 33:6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the starry host, by the breath of his mouth. By the breath of his mouth. Let me see. There is a scripture that says that he destroyed the enemy by the breath, by his breath.
I see an amne home so essay at time for me. And then it tries some of his here.
Oh, I just found it. It means I didn't write it now. Let's look at Job 4:9 again.
Job 89 Kijomokron.
Let's look at Job 4. Job 4:9. And the breath of God. Okay. At the breath of God. They perished. At the blast of his anger, they are no more. At the breath of God, they perish. Say, my Father in heaven, let your breath clear my battles. Let your breath clear every battle in my life. Let your breath. As I clap my hands by the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost fire, let your breath clear every battle, clear every battle, family battles, personal battles, ancestral battles, generational battles, let your breath. Let your breath, 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 let your breath,
let your breath,
let your breath, let your breath, pray every battle, 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 any battle, let your breath, pray every battle, family battle, yes, 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 ancestral battle, family battle, ecosole battle, personal battle, democratole battle, ikayandala babale papa, rakuma supale papa, let your breath clear every personal battle, clear every marital battle, clear every financial battle, clear every ministry battle, clear every relationship battle, clear every ancestral battle, clear every family battle, clear every battle, rakapa letato. If I told the Prabhupada, if I asked Papa, let your breath, O God, let your breath, O Lord, 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 let every part of the Lord, let every part of the God, let every part of the God, let every part of the God, let your breath, O Lord, let your breath, O Lord, let your breath, O Lord, let every part of the Lord, let every part of the Lord. Pray every battle so long. 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 Let your breath flow. Let your breath flow. Rakoba shukabara. Ikolo popo popo lebramabasa. Ayatara bramasele bramakoto. Ikolo popo popo lebramakoto. Let your breath flow. Let your breath flow. Your word of God, in your book, God,
Every battle in your family.
Look, listen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, always thank God for the grace to pray. Prayer can give you anything. Prayer can usher you into any realm. Prayer changes situations. Prayer changes things. Prayer recreates. Prayer resets. The only thing, see, do you know why we still carry our problems?
I want to tell us why.
When we pray,
your bomb pay now.
The problem is still in our head.
Now, how not so timu?
You haven't left it. Like you come and drop, connect to the altar.
So now what do you have about for him again?
After connecting,
what do you have about you know?
You connect.
What they are.
With an offering. You put in your pocket.
I disconnect myself.
How do you disconnect yourself? Right now, we've come to we are praying.
Where
you live?
Sophia.
That marriage problem is still in your head.
Sir,
you haven't left it. Look, anything you pray for, you have left it on the altar. Don't think about it again. Say this is a revelation.
This is a revelation.
I am telling you. That is why even though miracles are happening, God is responding.
Anytime
you pray, begin to think about the answer that has come. Let your mind go off. Because you have placed the prayer on the altar. So let your mind be free now.
Begin
to think about the things God has done. And how you are going to testify. If you understand what I'm saying, you begin to walk in miracles.
Amen.
I say you begin to walk in miracles.
Amen.
God was teaching me this.
Where
did I write it? One of my personal devotions.
Say,
do you know why you people are still carrying your problems? You are still carrying them. After coming to see the man of God. After he has laid hands on you. After
he has
come to connect to the altar. Connect to the word. When they say shalom, when they roll his call,
my name
shall not be missing. Something good is happening. Shake hands with somebody as you are shaking hands. So Lord, when am I going to marry? So Lord, so am I healed now? So Lord, is this thing working at all? They say we should shake hands. So
I'm
100 years.
If he saw her,
you will die. And when you appear before Jesus,
you
know the question will ask you, why did you make me a liar? Why did you disappoint me? Immediately you prayed. I sent the angel. But you are still carrying the thing in your head.
When you are doing for me,
my angel cannot release. Look, after you pray, watch your language. Watch your thoughts. About that thing. Even me, as I'm standing here, I am also a victim. I'm telling you, every human, I'm also a victim. There is an issue we are praying about now. I am telling you, after we have prayed, I say, God have mercy.
No, I say,
that was why God was teaching me this. After you have, look, that thing will not leave your mind. But now in your mind, you should see it differently. Are you understanding me? You should see that something is working. And let joy come into you. And with that joy, you can begin to celebrate. You can begin to praise God. You can begin to thank God. Before you realize, the manifestation has happened. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any battle connected to the delivery of my miracle. Connected to the delivery of my testimony. Connected to the delivery of my healing. Connected to my open door.
Connected
to my breakthrough.
Connected to my breakthrough.
Have you gotten that prayer point correct?
When you say prayer point,
any battle connected?
Or could be a battle, huh? A battle.
If I tell you the things I've seen,
sir, me catch your name.
Since I was 16 years old,
no, no, we fish here, Lucia.
Things I've seen about myself.
Name my one funny, huh?
Haven't seen one.
Onye who move back home boy?
Was it last 2 years or 3 years?
I
saw an articulator.
Oh, articulator. I
can't see his height.
Oh, but
his head was at dimple runabout.
Dimples.
And the end was at the Tekwashi articulator. As it got to the depot runabout, when you are coming this way, it has to take Achimota Police Station Road, then to my house. Immediately it got there. A voice called. And the driver turned back. And went back. And the articulator disappeared. I have had dreams. A white lady. You remember? We are at night market.
I'm not born night market, you know.
With suitcases.
Any bag I can see,
filled with money.
Ah, sikaye mumma.
But you know,
Naonim.
Our door.
Yampono.
She managed to enter the compound.
Obere abon.
Our door.
Nancy Yampo, the Bera demono.
Become an iron gate.
Adanaye, daddy,
me myself, I couldn't open. So she slept.
It all die.
In front of the gate. The door now. By the next morning. She said.
Okay, I say.
I am sorry.
Mr. Elumuhu.
I am gone.
Miko.
And she disappeared.
I know you.
I don't know what dreams you have had.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Everybody write it. 1 Corinthians 6:8-9.
I've been mentioning this
thing during podcast. If you people follow well, you will get it. 1 Corinthians 6:8-9. Look at it. Look, there is a battle connected to every door. Instead, now, 1 Corinthians 16. We have 10 minutes more to pray. 1 Corinthians 16. 5. 8 to 5. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost. Because a great door for effective work has opened to me. And there are many who oppose me. King James says, there are many what? Adversaries. Adversaries. To open doors. The door is open. But many adversaries. What about 1 Thessalonians? 1 Thessalonians 2:18. The same thing is that, see, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Fine. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again, but Satan blocked our way. Some verses says, but Satan stopped us.
Satan see and crying.
So how do you fight Satan's blocking?
It's
a battle. Say, my father, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost fire,
and the
battle associated or connected to the delivery of my miracle, of my testimony, of my style, of my destiny, of my dream, of my prophetic work, of my marriage, of my husband to be, of my wife to be, of my career, every battle associated or connected to the delivery of my miracle, to the delivery of my testimony, to the delivery of my destiny, to the delivery of my style, of my healing, of my destiny, of my marriage, of my blessings. As I clap my hands, let your breath, let the breath of God, let them clear them, I heard a lady quarreling.
Now,
she was crying. Fine lady.
No affair.
I know them.
Only mama.
If I pass, where they live?
One
day she was just crying. She was saying.
No, can I say?
You see, I worry back why you worry.
So one
I worry back why you worry me. So it's a marriage. Marry that we marry.
Is that marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Battle in the marriage.
Battle
in the marriage.
Now,
think about the problem in your life. Say any battle.
I said, Okubia.
Associated.
A battle.
With this particular area of my life.
Sa, biaye,
with this problem in my life.
Oh, how strong
the breath of God.
Manyamia home.
Clear this battle.
And yes,
say the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Yes,
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes,
with the Holy Ghost fire.
My father.
Any battle. Associated. Connected. With this particular problem in my life. With this particular area in my life. As I clap my hands. Let your breath. Clear this battle. Clear this battle.
Clear this battle. Kirasika reka tiba baba, profi kata likorasiya para, le brakatos kia mama, hiriba tigiri aburaba, le breski takaraburu baka takaya, malibraski rando takia taba, brekatos kia talibro kama, limarakata lika takai, mako ribraskato rabaraba, le braski le kota kama.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Last but one. Say every battle.
Associated
with the church growth. The church unity. And the church project. Every battle. Associated with our church project.
With
our church growth.
With
our church unity. As I clap my hands. Breath of God. Clear those battles right. Clear. Every battle. Associated. With the church project, with the building of the Ayam temple, the completion of this project, the financing of this project, Now God has given us another special sacrifice. God gave us the revelation of Isaac's sacrifice. Isaac's sacrifice ushers you into chamber grace. Chamber, chamber.
Na Isaac afarebono edura aye piayemu adomu.
Many of you here have come to your houses.
I see you move everywhere in fear.
But have I entered your bedroom before?
Na wewura oda o piayemu peyana.
Can anybody enter your bedroom?
Obi betime wura o piayemu.
Your bedroom is the chamber. Everyone stand here. I don't know how your bedroom looks like. You also don't know how my bedroom
looks like. That's
chamber. God's inner man.
Isaac
sacrifice qualify you into what? God's inner being. Chamber.
Somebody should write it down.
Isaac sacrifice. Qualifies you into God's chamber grace, inner being. You say, Pastor, where is scripture?
Now,
Genesis 22. After God has told Abraham, sacrifice Isaac.
After he
has tied Isaac. And about he took the knife. God said, stop,
Abraham.
Now I know.
And
I swear by myself. Look, when God swears by himself about you, you know what the devil will tell his agents? Please, don't waste your time on that. Please, don't waste your energy. We can't. That is called chamber.
Nyame piamo
ina
ni muakasa adomo no.
Now,
Zabri.
Solomon's sacrifice.
Na Solomon so ba afare
is battle free altar.
Na eye oku a
is a battle free sacrifice.
Oku bi ani ho afare mu ka afare bo no boy.
Is a battle free.
Se onyo oku bi anku onku bia oni oku.
That was what we did yesterday.
No.
Let me tell you.
Asi mi ka chira o.
Look, those of you who haven't done it, do it well.
Solomon's
sacrifice is a battle-free altar. Not that you
will
not have problems or challenges. Here on earth, you have challenges.
As long as
you are living in this flesh, some challenges will come. And of course, like I said in the morning, there are positive side of battles. Your battles shows what you carry. What God has deposited in you. What God has put in you. That the devil is afraid of. That's why he's fighting you. He has seen your star. Look at baby Jesus. When the
baby
saw his star,
they
went.
When
Herod heard, show me.
I see.
So that I also go. Herod was going to kill the baby.
God
warned them, don't go back.
And
because of that,
and I'm saying,
babies 2 years down, they lost their lives. The battles in your life is because of what you carry. Sometimes, because of what God has put in you, which the devil is afraid of. And sometimes, because of who you are associated with. Sometimes, where you are living. The company you are working in. These are battles. The church you attend. People have testimony. A madam came to see me.
Mami baby home.
Today.
And then
I think that is that Madam Rose? Are you Rose? Sarah. She said,
I see.
Lord, I give you all the glory. It's not me, but it's your glory.
She said,
our church calendar.
Yeah, sorry, calendar, no.
Any of our church calendar that she has.
It will be a
is torn into pieces.
It want to think it.
Because anytime there is a problem.
Sometimes
the daughter has rashes. And she put the daughter's picture on my picture.
On the calendar. Put it to.
The God of the Lalibotia. I connect to the altar. I connect to the anointing. If this man is
really.
Within 3 days. The rashes just
disappeared.
Far away. The daughter was in school.
I was school and I didn't know.
And you know what happened? After the rashes disappeared. The daughter's best friend. So the rashes are no more there. My mother is a fire woman. She uses my pastor's picture to pray. The friend stopped talking to her. So you see why the thing is coming from?
Oh, maybe I didn't fever.
Madam Sarah is sitting there. She's at the back pillar.
Oh, wait, you.
Sometimes when we are saying this, you think Pastor is saying something.
That's
why sometimes we mention names. Because people have doubting minds. We have not. Look, we have done Solomon altar.
Solomon altar
must speak.
Solomon altar must speak.
I have built a Solomon altar. I have made the Solomon sacrifice. As I clap my hands, let Solomon's altar begin to deliver. Begin to speak. Begin to deliver. Let Solomon altar. Jesus mighty me.
Amen.
Say my father.
My father.
Like David. Who fought many battles. And couldn't build a temple.
And couldn't build a temple.
But his son Solomon
Had
peace.
has peace.
Had battle-free zone. And he built the temple.
And he built the temple.
In the same way.
In the same way.
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Came to fight my battles. He couldn't marry.
He couldn't marry.
He couldn't establish any business.
He couldn't do any other thing.
He couldn't build a temple.
He couldn't build a temple.
Because of the battles he fought.
He fought and conquered.
Now, like Solomon, I, Delali Boja, I must enjoy a battle-free. I declare a battle-free. Begin to clap your hand. Declare a battle-free. 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 Battle-free.
Battle-free. I declare a battle free, a battle free, a battle free, a battle free, a battle free. Raka palikato, ikaya kala brandikato, ikaya
battle free, I 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 battle free,
In Jesus' name. Please cut this revelation. Because David fought many battles.
David
so he couldn't build the temple. And the many battles of David.
David
said Solomon.
And the Solomon era.
A battle free era.
In
the same way, Jesus Christ has come to fight our battles and ushered us into a battle-free life. Receive a battle-free anointing. 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 You know what I'm receiving?
Only name is Akan.
The Holy Spirit give me explanation.
Do
you know the meaning of what you are saying? Receive a battle free anointing. It doesn't mean that battles will not come.
I know just come,
but any battle that comes is broken before you. It's broken before you. The moment the battle comes, the battle scatters. That is why Isaiah 59. Verse 19 says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of God shall do what? Raise a standard. Receive a battle-free anointing. Receive a battle-free anointing. A battle-free anointing. A battle-free anointing. By your Solomon sacrifice. By your Solomon altar. That you have built and established. Receive a battle-free. A battle-free. A battle-free. A battle-free. Any battle that rises up.
Yes.
Isaiah 59 verse 19.
Let it bow.
Jesus. Let it scatter.
Jesus.
Begin to thank the Lord for the answer to
your
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please take your offering right now. Today's Monday. Today's Monday. Hey, I've forgotten myself. Today's Wednesday, we'll keep to time. God bless you. It is good. Yes. Take your offering. The anointing is still flowing. Command this offering to go and manifest a battle free.
Battle free in your finances.
You see, God was telling me, sometimes we create our own battle with our words and our thinking.
By
listening to people, working with people's opinion. Be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you are watching. Be careful what you are thinking. Be careful who you are working with. Be careful what you spend most of your time on. And who you spend most of your time with. You need friends, you need people. Not that you should cut yourself off, no. But watch and pray. Praise and worship, lead us right now to bring our offering.
Great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. We sing great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. We sing great things he has done. Greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done.
We thank you for this battle-free offering. Let this offering fight our financial battles. Let this offering give us economic freedom, financial freedom. Let those who connected to the altar, let the altar speak to battle free. And whatever for which they have connected. Let the altar fight, speak, and deliver it unto them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Please sit down for 1 second.
Turn
to the person by you
and
tell the person, leave the problem here. Leave it before the Lord. Don't carry it back home. Now go and begin to celebrate. Go and begin to see the way God has done it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for your commitment. Tomorrow evening, we have resumed the midnight, 11:30 to 12:30 a.m. Yes, so prepare.
ATC is your home.
Wednesday morning podcast. Thursday evening, midnight. Friday morning podcast. Friday evening encounter. And then Sunday breakout service. Now, those of you who have been following on podcast, the Lord said I should tell you, since some of you sending your offering by the Momo is a problem, take your offering down. Sunday when you are coming, add it to your Sunday offering. To your son, I just said that I should tell you. Don't think just because you are following on this thing, you are not part. Everything of yours is connected. So take your offering down. On Sunday, you send it. Amen.
Amen.
And I also want to encourage you again. One of the greatest things that has happened to us is the Isaac sacrifice. And yesterday, Solomon's sacrifice. Shall we rise? Look, go and begin to rejoice. Somebody came to me.
He
said, Papa, I am owing the Isaac sacrifice. And this one too.
Now we so.
And he mentioned the amount he's owing.
Now, but is he can do our decaw?
And I know the situation he.
Now, on him TV, I saw a woman.
He said, Papa,
I see, Papa,
I've gone to clear my account. So, my Isaac,
Isaac,
and my Solomon.
And I Solomon, dear.
So, pray for me before I send it. Listen to me. What God is going to do. Solomon, altar,
na for ye, muka,
and sacrifice,
and in a forever,
will give you blessings that no one has ever had.
Ah, obibia enye bisada.
After Solomon did it, what did God do?
He blessed him.
He said, in a dream, he said, ask me
for what? For anything.
And the Bible said that Solomon was given wisdom that no man has ever had.
Yes.
And in addition to that,
financial.
God blessed Solomon with wealth. Look, God is about to embarrass you.
Amen.
He said, those who sow in tears,
why would you
they reap in what?
In joy.
They reap in what?
In joy.
We sow in tears.
Yeah, was sumo.
Yesterday, you don't know what happened to me.
And no money near to me.
That was how I got angry. Because my heart did like this.
Now come.
But then I silenced my heart. You see, when I say this, you should know that we all feel it.
Listen
to me. Do another kind of sacrifice.
Yeah, for both of us,
we shall do.
Yeah, be.
I'm telling you.
Okay, true.
We shall do.
Yeah, be.
We will be crying.
Yeah, be soon.
And we shall do it.
Yeah, be.
Because do you know?
Now, him.
That cry. cry you have cried.
It's
the last crying in your life.
You will
never cry it again.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.